And it's under the lights with the Anfield rap. You've got Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson, Mike Kearney, and Kev Walsh. No caller for this one. But Kev, as we start to look ahead to the Europa League, I thought I'd give you a little chance to reflect on the last couple of days. We've all had worse weekends. We've all had worse starts to the week. Liverpool get to bounce into this one on Thursday night after a nice little victory against Everton.
Yeah, certainly was. It's sort of become a little bit... It can never be run-of-the-mill beating them because of the misery they inflicted upon me in my secondary school time. But 3-2-0 wins in a row where they just don't have any shots anymore. They're so fucking shit, aren't they? Listen, long may it continue as well. And I had a great time on Saturday, but it's probably the quietest derby I've ever had. I was in bed by 8 o'clock Saturday night, but that was more to do with the fact that I had a big Friday show.
Neil, I think... As we look ahead to this one, I think the manager will want wriggle room, and Thursday night presents an opportunity to get some of that wriggle room. Liverpool can go to 9 points, which I think almost certainly will guarantee qualification, and 3 more points will probably guarantee top in the group, given what we're up against. He'll want that, won't he, given what's to come?
Yeah, I think that's a massive part of this. It's not just that we play to lose on Thursday. It actually means the other group, the other two in the group, are all playing each other as well. And the good thing about this group, as it's turned out to be for us, it isn't the idea of, oh, well, you're better than these teams and all of that. We would have expected to be better than at least two of them massively on paper, and with the other one maybe being a bit of a contest. Why I think it's come up quite nicely for us is, whilst I think, you know, it's not easy against LASK, they go 1-0 up. Union SG holds us to 1-0 for a long period of time, and it's not that straightforward. But we're markedly better than these sides, but they're all about as good as each other. And I think that really helps, because if you look at the groups, you know, what we want to do is, it's not just up the idea of getting through top two, you want to be getting through top. And we're in a position here where Toulouse have got themselves 4 points, the other two have got 1 and 0. If we cut loose against Toulouse, home and away, we're on 12. That means Toulouse can't be on more than 4. They can't catch us. And ultimately, it would need Union SG or LASK to win both home and away to be able to catch us as well. If you see what I mean, like, even allowing for a goal difference, like if LASK gets to 6 points, the only way they can get ahead of us is the head-to-head or whatever it is. So you're just in a situation now where if we can win the next two against Toulouse, the last two could both be dead rubbers, genuine dead rubbers. We've come top of the group, and then we can go from there. And what that does is that just opens up us being able to use those two games, and not dissimilar to how I think we've been doing it anyway, but even more so, where I'm not going to say it's about giving people experience. I think it's about managing fitness, match fitness for a number of players, also including players who may, well, you'd expect to start certain games. Like, you know, you will see some Salah. I think it's important to sort of say, no matter what happens with Liverpool, they've still got to do training. And you're in this situation where, if you know, Thursday's a good example of it, where Liverpool are home against Everton, home against Forest, and they're home in this one in the middle. And everyone's head is, oh, you don't play Salah in this. Well, he's got no training he can do on Friday. And he can't do that much of a session on Saturday because they're playing Sunday.